Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How's it going? Today's a beautiful day. Well, not really in Connecticut. Can anyone tell me why does it still feel like winter? It doesn't even feel like spring. And I'm just really, like, I want to be looking forward to summer, but in a way I'm not, because I'm going to feel like, okay, so what's our summer going to be like? Spring? You know? I don't know. Anyway, hi, everybody. How are you doing? How was your week? Huh? How are you doing? Are you happy? Are you happy? Hey, are you happy? Hey, are you happy? I said, are you happy? I need to stop making them songs. I'm sorry. I'm happy. You know, I'm tired. I'm going to be honest. I'm tired. I'm happy at the same time. God is so good. I'm, like, really excited about everything that he has set up for me in my future. You know, a lot of times, We're not optimistic. That's the word I want to use. Which is not true. Oh, I get around to the for that. Okay, great. You guys know I like to start off with ID Clear, and today I'm on day 15. And it states as follows. I declare that I have a sound mind filled with good thoughts, not thoughts of defeat. By faith, I am well able. I am anointed, I am equipped, I am empowered. My thoughts are guided by God's word every day. No obstacle can defeat me because my mind is programmed for victory. This is my declaration. Many of God's promises are in the past tense. In Ephesians, God says, I have blessed you with every spiritual blessing. He says in Colossians, I have made you worthy. In Psalms, he says, I have surrounded you with favor as a shield. All of those are put into past tense like it's already happened. Now you must do your part and come into agreement with God. You may not feel blessed today. I know a lot of days I don't be feeling blessed, but I'm just going to let you know. That's normal. Okay? It goes on to say a lot of things may be coming against you with your family, with your finances, or with your health. Your mind may be telling you, this isn't for me. No way I'm blessed. Instead, you must be bold and say, God, if you say I'm blessed, then I believe I'm blessed. My checkbook may not say I'm blessed. The economy doesn't say I'm blessed. The medical report doesn't say I'm blessed. But God, I know you have the ultimate authority. Since you say I'm blessed, my report is I am blessed. When you get into agreement with God like that, it allows him to release the promises that already have your name on them. You can pull it out of the unseen spiritual realm over into the physical seen realm of non-existent things as if they already existed. But too many people go around thinking, well, I wish I was blessed. I wish I had favor. No, you got to reprogram your thinking. It says in Psalms that God has already crowned you with favor. You may not realize it, but there is a crown on your head right now, and it is not a crown of defeat, of lack, of mediocrity. It is a crown of God's favor. You know, it's really simple. Just act like you're blessed. Talk like you're blessed. Walk like you're blessed. Think like you're blessed. Smile like you're blessed. Dress like you're blessed. Put actions behind your faith, and one day you will see it become a reality. You know, I truly believe that, you know, life and death are in the tongue. So you really got to be careful what you say and what you speak, especially into your own life. You got to be careful of the things you speak. I'm dead serious. You could be your worst enemy or you could be your best friend. And I'm an optimistic person no matter what I go through in life. You know, there could be no signs of relief coming my way, but I'm still polite to people. I'm still thankful. I still thank God. I praise him through the storm. And honestly, I truly believe because I do that and I do it honestly and graciously, that's why I'm continually blessed in my mess, for real. Right now, I want to listen to one of my favorite songs by Mary J. Blige, Suitcase. I really like this song. It's really hot. I really want Mary to, like, come back in full effect on the R&B scene. So talk. If you're listening, call in and come talk to me. The number is 323-792-2900. Call me up. Talk to me. I need to hear from you.
I might have just fleeced insanity. Cause everything in me is telling me to go. Cause I can't keep on crying when I see you. Messing up my makeup, thinking you won't change. But everything to say, you started keeping secret. Got my heart seized. I'm about to pick myself up. Yo, you gon' wake up in the morning. Yo, find out that I'm already gone. Got a one way ticket, here's your goodbye song. And while you're trying to explain, I'll be zipping up my suitcase.
Hey y'all, I'm back. It's your girl Juice. You're listening in on the Juice at Blog Talk Radio, and you rocking with the girly girl, a girly girl. Yeah, yeah, we girly girl, the girly girl. Radio, what girly girl? Girly girl, what girly girl? Girly girl, we doing it real. What? We rocking. Well, I said, we doing a girly girl, the girly girl. Hey, hey, the girly girl, the girly girl. Giddy, 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 girly girl, the girly girl. Oh, the girly girl, the girly girl. Oh, oh, oh. I just got to make up a dance, y'all. I just got to make up a dance. I'm telling you, it's in the making. It's in the making. Marina, if you're listening, it's in the making. It's in the making. Okay, Marina did a nice little rap, too. She was going somewhere, chat. She always doing something with a beautiful soul. Shout out to Marita and the late night girls that come on every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. Make sure you listen in to that talk, okay? Because they be talking about all types of stuff. They be talking about all types of stuff. Thanks, babe. Right now is the Ask Juicy segment, and I really need to get into a couple of things. Oh, I wanted to talk to you guys about what is going on in America right now. Black Lives Matter. Okay. Right now, we're truly dealing with hate towards our black men, and it's getting really, really bad. We're dying left and right. Seriously. And I think we really need to do something. I don't know what it is that needs to be done to make a difference, but honestly, I mean, all the lives that are being lost, taken, you know, senselessly by these police officers, you know, and you know, a lot of them are getting away with it too. You know, it's really sad over nothing. All these men whose lives have been taken by police officers were unarmed. You know, and I'm really trying to understand, what is this world coming to? You know, what are we in for? Like, what are we dealing with? Seriously, recently, and I think it was South Charleston, North Charleston, South Carolina. A white police officer was charged with murder. This happened actually on Tuesday. For the police officer's name was Michael Slager. He was 33. He killed Walter L. Scott. He was 50. I remember Tuesday when it happened, I saw the video, and I was like, wait, what am I watching right now? And I saw how he got shot down. Police shot him 8 times, I think. And, you know, I was like, well, what is the world like? It's like, are y'all so lazy y'all can't chase people no more? You just shoot them down? Like, really? He was a 50-year-old, you know, engaged man. He had 4 children. He was a father. He was a son. You know, and I really, really, really hope that this comes to an end, because honestly, it breaks my heart to read these, when these things happen. You know, Trayvon Martin and what was his name, Michael Brown? And, you know, all these people, it's just really sad. Seriously, some babies were killed too, you know, in various parts of the South, due to the hands of police officers. I really want justice to be served. Oh, recently in New Haven, a 15-year-old girl was slammed down downtown New Haven by the mall by Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm not sure what caused the police officer to do that to her, but there was a big thing about that, too. A lot of people went down and they rioted. And, you know, we're not going to give up until we get some results, some action, some justice from this. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous, and I really cannot wait for things to change. I don't know why. And I'm, like I said, I'm usually an optimistic person, but I really feel like this may never change. And I really, really do not understand what is happening in today's society. Honestly, I don't. I really, truly don't. I'll be back, guys. When I come back, it will be the Ask Juicy segment. And I'll be talking about baby mama, baby father, drama, relationship, love, all that.
Baby, when I'm idle, that's your time, showtime. And for you, I wish I had more time. Red wine, chocolate, baby, you could be my Valentine. More than just sex exchange, baby, you be.
Hey girl, so glad that I found you. Tell your friends, they're leaving without you. Got a hotel room with a view with a city that I know you gon' like. Got the candles in it to the bathtub, baby, let's stop inside and ride. In a two-door with the roof gone, my oh my. Baby, it's been too long, so grab your coat and your. I'll walk out of here.
I am back. I want to also say rest in peace to his name, Nicholas Thomas. He was killed too. He was 25 years old. He was shot. Yeah, Nicholas Thomas. He was 25 years old. I think he had a 4-month-old baby girl. He was killed by a white police officer too. They shot him up in a car. I guess he had a warrant out for his arrest for violating his probation. They came to his job. He worked at the Goodyear Service Center. Where did this take place at? I think in Smyrna, Georgia. And basically, he saw the cops coming. He tried to run, jumped in a Maserati, tried to pull off, and the cops shot the car up. He wasn't even, like, heading towards the police officers. He was heading away from them. So I don't know why they couldn't pursue a chase instead of just shooting him down. and killing him. Like, it's really not that serious. He had a 4-month-old baby girl. And his mother says, my son Nicholas Thomas did not die in vain. He died for change, and I believe Martin Luther King is looking down. Nicholas's mother, Felicia, said at the vigil. Also in attendance was Thomas's infant daughter. She had a shirt that read, I want justice for my dad. Wow. Thomas's killing comes on the heels of two other controversial police killings in DeKalb County. Anthony Hill, a former U.S. Air Force veteran suffering from bipolar disorder, was shot and killed on March 9th. At the time of his death, he was unarmed and naked. Kevin Davis was killed in a still mysterious police-involved shooting in his home on December 29th. Wow. That's very, very sad. That's it. Both Thomas and the officer who shot him, Sergeant Kenneth Owens, have criminal records that could call their decision-making into question. The Marietta Daily Journal reported, wow, Thomas reportedly had a history of fleeing from police that included a 2013 conviction. You know what? They always got to, you know, put something negative about the person, you know, that was killed, the victim. You know, they always got to put something negative when the police did something. They ain't had no bad business to an innocent person. I'm serious. You know, they need to cut that out, all the way out, honestly. All right, now it's time for the Ask Juicy segment. I want to say rest in peace to all of them, though, and I pray often. I'm ratchet. Y'all know I'm ratchet. People that know me know I'm ratchet. However, all up in my ratchetness, I still have a relationship with God. I still pray. He still blesses me. He still favors me. He still keeps me. He still loves me. What? How more? Yeah, if he's before me, who can be against me? So, y'all pray for these families like I pray for these families. Okay, when two or more come in agreement, he is in the midst. That's what it is right here. All right, now it's time for the Ask Juicy segment. And the question is this. I have a child from a previous relationship, and me and my ex get along and communicate to raise our son. The problem is my new girlfriend gets a major attitude whenever I interact with my ex. What should I do? You know what? Situations like this, I hate situations like this. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when a child is involved, all adults that are involved as well need to be mature and need to realize there's a child involved. A child who is not in control, okay? And you all need to be mature. Everyone needs to build a stable environment for the child that is involved in the party. You know, it sounds like your new girl is just being immature and childish. I hear about situations like this all the time where with a new chick, she creates a hostile environment with an ex for no reason. I mean, if you have already explained that the only thing y'all talk about is your son, you shouldn't have to, you know, do anything else. Any logical adult that parents have to communicate to raise a child. I mean, does she want you to be a deadbeat father? Because if she does, I can't respect that. So, you know, you might need to reevaluate who you choose to be the woman in your life. You know, before you choose to make someone your woman, I would say, you know, you need to have that conversation about your son and the relationship that you have with your son's mother, you know, and how you guys are cordial and you co-parent and you come together, you know, to take care of your son. And if she can't get with that, you can't get with her. Point blank, period, because at the end of the day, your son is what matters. Okay? Real talk. So, you know, that's just my opinion. I actually put this question on Facebook, and I had a really good response. I'm going to read some of the responses. You know, people get real sensitive when it comes to the baby mama, baby father drama. That's it. My daughter's father, he has a girlfriend. I think she's a nice person. I mean, she seems to be. I don't know her like that because she ain't my girlfriend, but, you know, she seems to be a very nice, quirky person. I don't have a problem with her, you know. I put this question, the scenario on Facebook, and Anthony Bernard Ellison Jr. says, have a discussion with all three people present in order for these types of relationships to work. The mate has to accept the child's parent. The child's parent has to have some type of relationship. Insecurity or anything not laid out on the table is no good in these situations if it's still simply only about the kids, as he says. Mike D says, I will have a conversation with this new girl and let her know it's about your child. And if she can't accept that, then realize the red flag and keep it moving to prevent future drama. Anyone cannot accept the child isn't worth the risk. Cameron Pumpkin Green says, stop messing with the person who has the problem. Meech Lynn says, I think you should leave it to him to discuss it really with her. But if you can't handle it, just ask him if you three can sit and talk if it's someone who's going to be long-term in your child's life. Ashley St. Clair Johnson says, I'm just going to be blunt and tell her to grow the F up. He has to have a good relationship with her in order to co-parent. She needs to understand that that's his child's mother, and she isn't going anywhere. And if they're going to be together, she has to deal with that and respect it. And if she can't, then they can't be together. And I agree with all of that in the bonus. Honestly, I do. You got to pick and choose very carefully who you choose to be your mate when you have children, because, you know, they'll be around your child. You understand what I'm saying? So you really need to be careful and take that decision. Okay, so that's the end of the Ask DC segment. I'm going to play a little bit of here. Sexy Can I? Ooh, yes, Sexy Can I? Huh. I'll be back.
Think you gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment. Let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is, sexy can I hit it from the front? Then I hit it from the back. Know you like it like that. Then we take it to the bed. Then we take it to the floor. Then we chill for a second. Then we just get it more. Sexy can I? Just pardon my manners. Girl, how you shake it? Gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment. Let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is. Mama, it's your boy Youngin'. G5 dipped in Louis Vuitton luggage. Ayy, gotta love it. Your boy so fly. And all the ladies go winning, go fly. Gucci on the feet, Mark Jacob on the thigh. She wanna ride or die with your boy in the shot. That's right. So I let her kiss the prince, her boyfriend. She ain't missing a beat.
Sexy can I? Just pardon my man. Girl, how you shake it? Gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment. Let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is, sexy can I? Keep it on the low. Got a girl at the crib. We can take it to the Momo. You can bring a friend. Or you can ride solo. Let me get my camera so we can
take a photo. So I can take a photo. And maybe when we make it up, like, ooh. Sexy can I, sexy can I, That used to be the song. I'm sorry, you guys. I know, kind of corny. Not too many people like Razor, but that's okay. He come out with some hits. I wanted to share a recipe with you guys because I made this bomb herb roasted chicken with vegetables. I think it was Wednesday, and it was so delicious. And, you know, food is really, like, a very big part of my life. So, you know, I said, you know what, I'm going to share this recipe with my peoples on Friday because, you know, it's Girly Girl Radio, and all women need to know how to cook. And, you know, I know how it is being a mom and working and, you know, you having to make cook still and all that, and you just get tired of eating the same thing. So, you know, I always look up recipes, and I write certain ones down that look like they'd be, like, really flavorful and delicious. And this was one of them. And so I'm going to tell you guys the ingredients. It's herb roast chicken and vegetables. Okay, you would need one-fourth cup of olive oil or vegetable oil you can use, 2 tablespoons of chopped, fresh, dried thyme leaves. Well, they could be fresh or dry, okay? 2 tablespoons of marjoram leaves. You can use fresh or dry. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, black pepper. 1 lemon. 4 to 5 pound whole chicken. 6 small red potatoes cut in half. 1 cup of baby cut carrots. and a half pound of green beans. You want to heat the oven to 375 degrees. And in a small bowl, you mix the oil, the thyme, the marjoram, the salt, and the pepper. Then you're going to grate a teaspoon peel from the lemon. Stir the lemon peel into the oil mixture, and then cut the lemon into fourths and place the lemon in the cavity of the chicken. Of course, you're going to clean the chicken and all of that. You got to clean the chicken. Okay, guys? Make sure you clean the chicken now. Next, you want to fold the wings of the chicken across the back so the tips are touching. And I like to tie my legs together. On the rack, you're going to put the chicken in a shallow, like, roasted pan, breast side up. You're going to brush some of the oil mixture on the chicken. Okay. A lot of people use, I really like to use a thermometer because I'm, like, anal about whether chicken's done or not. You're supposed to put it in the thickest part of the chicken, which is the inside of the thigh, and make sure it doesn't touch the bone. You're going to roast the chicken uncovered for about 45 minutes. You're going to arrange the potatoes, carrots, and the green beans around the chicken. You're going to brush the oil mixture on the chicken and vegetables, and you're going to roast it for 30 to 45 minutes longer. I wait until the thermometer goes to 180 degrees, or the legs are easily to rip off. And then you just place the chicken on a platter and you have the vegetables. You can make white rice or yellow rice. I made yellow rice with it, and I made cornbread. And the juice, the drippings at the bottom of the pan, oh, it's so good with the vegetables. It's like a nice, hearty, cozy meal. So there you go, guys. That was my herb roasted chicken with vegetables recipe I thought I'd share with you guys. Before I go, you know, I was thinking about, like, what was my show going to consist of today, and, you know, I always want to pack so much into my show, but I never have that much time. I mean, 30 minutes seems like a lot when I'm sitting down planning it, but it's really not. But I was thinking, and I wrote some things down that I wanted to share with you guys. Sometimes the person you want most is the person you're best without, and sometimes the person you feel you fell for is not ready to catch you. And you have to accept that, you know. And it's painful initially, but you have to move on because you can get stuck in that. You can be in love. You can, you know, a lot of people stay with people just for sex or just for convenience when they're, you know, when they're bored. And you can be that person. And if you know someone is not into you as much as you're into them, you should leave that alone. Okay, guys, the longer you hold on to someone that isn't for you, the longer it will be until you receive the person that is for you. You've got to learn how to let go and let God. And people just be like, let go, my God, and you say it, they don't realize. No, what that means is you have to look at the situation, see it for what it is, say, all right, it is what it is. I'm choosing to let this go. I'm not rocking with this one. So, you know, when you let go and you let God, you realize what the problem is. You say, you know what, God, this is the issue. I'm going to leave it in your hands. I'm going to trust it with you. And you let God deal with it because God can fix things way better than you can. Sometimes God doesn't give you what you think you want, not because you don't deserve it, but because you deserve better. And don't pray for God. Ladies, this is for the ladies. Don't pray for God to send you a man, pray and ask God to prepare you for the man in great love that he already has waiting for you. I'm telling you, God has some really good things set up for you. I love you guys so very much. You guys are so awesome. I will see you guys next Friday. Well, I won't see you, but I'll talk to you guys next Friday. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Spread the word. Tell everyone about it. Call me. My number is 323-792-2900 next Friday because we're out of time. Mwah. God bless you guys. Be good. And you know what? Do something nice for somebody.
Right about man.
Big Snoopy D.O., turnt like D.Lo., catch me on your T-Bone, yeah. Long Beach.